was last time. Well, you can downshift to say you're sorry, or you can ride that clutch all night. She'd drive a horse to water, but she won't bother. She hates me. She hates me. She's always there to tell me. Not a single day goes by without another ugly scene. The good times are gone, now the bad times are coming with nothing in between. There's no time to change her mind. She hates me. She hates me. She's always there to tell me. Not a single day goes by without another ugly scene. The good times are gone, now the bad times are coming with nothing in between. There's no time to change her mind. She hates me. She hates me.
Jolly good.
Thank you. Thank
I'm
you.
Having to give the Swan some modest applause, because when he played this last time, I gave it a big rapturous applause, and I got, "I'm glad to see you're enjoying my pain, Nick."
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, should I be a bit more modest this time? I don't know if I should encourage this, the kind of behavior sung about.
I'm over that stuff now. I embrace my, you know, valleys and...
Well, it's... Know. It's given you some good songs.
It has. Yes, indeed. Wow. You know, writing music is like a... Everybody says it's therapy. It is a therapy kind of thing when you're able to put feelings down and stuff. But, you know, it's cool.
Excellent.
There's a few songs that we have. I'm not sure. Did we record them after I think Bob had split up with somebody, and he sent some songs round afterwards, and they were sad songs, but they were really good. I mean, we'd have to sort of, you couldn't put too many of them on the album, because I think it might be a little bit too, but there was some real good stuff, some Out of That Pain, some genuinely real stuff.
But nobody wants to...
There was that song you wrote, Room at the Table.
I forgot about that one.
That's a really good song.
Huh. I don't remember much about that. But nobody wants to hear people singing about their rubbish. You know, I don't want to hear somebody going...
You'd be surprised.
Really?
I mean, bands like Korn made entire careers out of it. Yeah, I know you don't sound like them, but you know.
I like Korn.
If I was Adele's partner, I'd start getting a bit worried if she hasn't had an album out for a couple of years.
That's the thing. I mean, you know, Adele... That's one hell of a career she's made out of that.
I think you gotta have a sense of humor about those kind of things, though, don't you?
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to hear just misery and moaniness. You want to hear some clever, you know, you want to hear something.
I think that was the thing I liked about. I'm sure we did record it. That room at the table, because it wasn't just the money thing. It was really clever. You know,
was it?
I thought it was clever lyrics. I liked that one.
Right, we'll have to go. You'll have to track that one down now. That's the thing, you know, you have so much material, you know, you might find that you'll be like, when the hell did I record this?
Bob will occasionally just send round. They'll get on the WhatsApp group. Hey guys, what do you think of this? You know, there's a something will come out there. So obviously stuff whizzing around in his head all the time.
Mm. Oh, you don't want to know what's whizzing in my head, man. You don't want to know what's whizzing around. The one thing about songwriting, right? Is everybody, it always perturbs me. I don't use the word perturbed very often. But people act like it's some kind of magic trick, but it's not. It's like anything else you do. It's you listen to enough songs and you can write a song. If you eat enough food, you can kind of figure out how to make a sandwich. If you listen to enough music, you can kind of figure out how people write songs. It's not that great. Even though it does elevate me, you know, above the mere mortals out there.
Well,
it's not that difficult.
It has served you well, and yes, you know, I think. I think, you know, if you were if you if you weren't any good at it, you wouldn't still be doing it.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised. It doesn't stop a lot of people, and I include myself in that.
Well, I reckon you're still doing well for yourself.
Well, thank you.
Well, still sounding good.
Well, that's all that counts, all this time. Man.
Excellent. Yes, let's listen to one more musical selection. A bit of Lou Reed. Tell us about my friend George. Knowing Lou Reed, I dread to think who his friend George is. But tell us
the true
memories
story,
of this
though. If you look on the internet, it's about a real guy. You know, when I was probably about 11, 12, I got this thing called the Book of Lists. If you don't know if you're old enough to remember that, Martin, do you remember the Book of Lists?
No.
It was this big free internet, like the late 70s. It was this big thing, this book. And it would just have random lists of stuff. And one of them was 10 best albums ever made. So I bought all 10 albums on that list. And they all were good. Mm-hmm. Like number 2 was Velvet Underground and Nico. And I was like, wow, this is rocks. This is awesome. So that was my gateway into Lou Reed. And so I think the first album that was new when it came out, I bought was the... New Sensations, and this song was on there, and it struck me because it's got a cool chord. It's got cool chord changes. It's got interesting lyrics. It's Lou Reed. Never his phrasing is brilliant because he never worries about how many syllables are in a line. But what I love about Lou Reed most is the rhythm guitar playing. It's amazing. Just love it. I love his best songs are just rhythm guitar, bass, and drums, and this is one of them. So hey, bro, what's the word?
Here it is.
What you saying about my friend George?
Lou Reed, my friend George here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM, as chosen by my guest tonight, Bob and Martin from the Bob Colin Band. We were noticing another song with prominent tambourines. So is your next album going to have lots of very prominent tambourines, Bob?
It's going to be an all-tambourine version of War of the Worlds.
Amazing.
What's his face? Jeff Wayne? Is it Jeff Wayne?
Yep.
The guy with two first names. I know he's got two first names. Yeah, we've written a couple of new songs. We should, you know. We'll come back when we write it.
I think at the moment it's very much let's get the current thing out.
Yeah.
And then move on to something like that. And that, mind you, you've got kind of like the compilation of all your previous stuff.
Yeah.
Who knows what direction you could go on?
You know what? It could be our Sergeant Pepper coming up.
Jazz.
I'll tell you what. I've always wanted to do a Peruvian flute band album, and I think this might be the time to do it. With the hurdy-gurdy and a barbershop quartet. I think this is, you know, my new direction.
Excellent.
We're going to do a song off the compilation called Parachute, which this was, you know, lockdown sucked, but it kind of didn't. As long as you didn't die, it was pretty cool because we didn't have anything to do for a long time, did we? We had nothing to do. We didn't have to do a thing unless you're a first responder and stuff. And you did. But for the rest of us, it was an interesting time. And I wrote a bunch of songs during lockdown, and this was one of them. And it was basically this idea of that, like falling in love is jumping out of an airplane with another person, and there's one parachute, and you're depending on the other person to share their parachute on the way down.
We'll
dedicate it to D.B. Cooper. It's called Parachute.
I finally understand what you've been saying. I think I'll just ignore that good advice. A game of chance is all that we've been playing. Put your money down and roll the dice. Hold your breath, jump right in. Who really cares if we sink or if we swim? It's a leap of faith. You know that much is true, but I'll share my one and only parachute with you. Could wait forever for the right time, with nothing left to show when we were through. But now you've gone and beat me to the punchline, and I'd be glad to take the fall for you. Hold your breath, jump right in. Cares if we sink or if we swim. It's a leap of faith. You know that much is true, but I'll share my one and only parachute with you. Now's the time to take that plunge. You know you're not the only one, but I'll be there to save you if we drown. There'll be nothing left to fear, tearing through this atmosphere. Who cares if we ever touch the ground? We could wait forever for the right time. Nothing left to show when we were through. Now you've gone and beat me to the punchline, and I'd be glad to take the fall for you. Hold your breath, jump right in. Who really cares if we sink or if we swim? It's a leap of faith. Know that much is true, but I'll share my one and only parachute with you. It's a leap of faith. You know that much.
real high flyer.
Thank you.
Excellent. The Bob Collin Band live in the studio here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with a track entitled Parachute. So, remind us where people can go online to find out more about Bob Collin and his Merry Musicians, and also where people can get their hands on the Wasted Wonderland compilation.
Well, our website is www.bobcollinmusic.com. There's links to order the CD there, or how to buy it for streaming purposes, or, well, you know, download purposes. You know, you stream if you want to, but you should buy as well, you know? You should buy something, to be fair.
Yes.
It's all on there, isn't it?
Yeah, it's all on. So you can go there and find out everything. It's got our gig lists on it. You can contact, you can send us, you know, your well wishes.
Yeah, so there's the links to the Bandcamp page. I think there's links to... Yeah, because I think there's still some of the old CDs available as well, aren't there?
There are, yes. Our previous stuff's available as well. So if you want to be a completist...
It's all on there.
That's your gateway.
Excellent. Yes, bobcollinmusic.com, and Collum is COLLUM.
That's it.
Not like a magazine column or anything like that.
Indeed. Indeed. Thank you. Thank you. And Bob is B-O-B, by the way, in case you're...
Yes, indeed. I don't think there's too many different ways to spell that, but, you know, just if autocorrect gets the better of you on Collum, then you know what to do. Excellent. And remind us where people can next see you playing live.
We're going to be at the Plough in Shirpeth, which is near Cambridge in Royston Way, on this upcoming Saturday. And then after that, we're going to be at the Betsy Trotwood in London on May 16th for our album release gig. Ooh. And tickets are available on sale through Eventbrite for that one.
Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. Lots coming up, which is fantastic to see. Wonderful. And, well, finally, if you have any shout-outs, people to say hi to, do make them known.
Who should we say hi to, Martin?
I think we should definitely say hi to Mags and Paul.
Hi, Mags. Hi, Paul. How are you doing? Paul, are you listening? Text if you're listening, Paul. Mags, you're probably in the car, aren't you? Oh, you know, just the people.
Yeah, I can't say. I would send and say hi to my wife and daughter, but I know that they're driving back from seeing their oldest daughter in Bedford. So
they're not going to. They wouldn't listen to you. They hear enough of you, don't they? Why would they want to listen to you if you're not in the car with them? You know, my son Jack's in the other room. Hi, Jack. It's good, you know, to all the you know, listeners out there. Hello. You should come see us play.
You should, listeners.
Wow. How many people? Has anybody said anything yet? We got any emails? Any hate mail?
We tend not to get loads of emails in. People just tend to sit back and enjoy the music rather than email in these days. And you know what? For those of you listening, you're welcome.
Yes, thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting radio. That, you know. It's important stuff to...
Yes.
To set aside time to actually listen to something. It's important.
Indeed. Indeed. So, yes. Well, good luck with the album release, with all the gigs coming up, with everything else, with your obscure jazz tambourine
man
project that's coming up next.
You know what? You're going to be like, I was so into that way before anybody else when we make that record. I was totally...
Bet I am. Excellent. Well, bobcollinmusic.com is the place to go to find out more. And, well, good luck with everything. We'll be hearing a lot more soon. And we definitely won't leave it a decade and a half next time.
Thank you, yes,
you'll be in much sooner than that. Bob and Martin from the Bob Collin Band, thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.
Motorcycle Display Team here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM with Armchair Politician. You can catch them performing a free gig at the Lunar Lounge in Leytonstone this coming Friday. Before that, many, many thanks to Bob and Martin from the Bob Column Band. And as said, the album Wasted Wonderland, the compilation album Wasted Wonderland is out on May 16th. And there's tons of opportunities to catch them live. Go to bobcolummusic.com for the full list. Let's stay on Friday night and gigs and stuff. And at Hotbox in Chelmsford on Friday night, you'll be able to see Funky and the Two Tone Baby. And the Two Tone Baby here on Curveballs on Phoenix FM. That track of theirs was entitled Not Enough Bonobo. And you can see Funky and the Two Tone Baby along with Willswood Boys, hopefully I'm saying that correctly, at Hotbox in Chelmsford this coming Friday. There's a busy few days of gigs coming up there. Louise Parker and From the Wild are performing there tonight. And tomorrow night, you'll be able to see Existentialist, Odysseus and Sempris. Hopefully I'm saying all of those correctly as well, as part of the latest Ignition Night. So plenty of rocking out to be had there. There's loads of other gigs coming up over the next few weeks. They've got an event on Saturday for Record Store Day as well. So yes, that rolled around soon enough, didn't it? So yes, plenty going on there. And, well, there's... I have one other gig for you. You might remember that we had two of the bands who were performing on the show last month. Both Reverend Son and Dirty Donations are going to be performing at the latest... let me see if I can read this correctly. Timothy Taylor's Tropical Storm presents Bloodstock Metal to the Masses Essex 2024 Heat 4. It is happening tomorrow night at Coda, 63 High Street in Colchester. And on the bill, there's a band whose name I have no idea how to pronounce that. They probably mentioned it during the interview. So if you look up the interview with Reverend Son and Dirty Donations from last month, they'll tell you all about it. And they've also been posting various clips from it on their social medias as well. You'll be able to hear my voice in the background. And, well, for the sake of equality, let's listen to two tracks from both bands, starting off with Reverend Son and their track Sabretooth, with Dirty Donations coming up next.
I see my pride. Phoenix FM.
Two of the bands that you can see performing tomorrow night at Coda in Colchester as part of the latest Metal to the Masses event. First up, you heard Reverend Son with Sabretooth, and you just heard Dirty Donations with No Crash Landings. They're two of the bands who are going to be performing. Best of luck to all the bands playing. The winner will eventually go on to get a set at Bloodstock, so that'd be nice, won't it? So yes, it'll be the fourth heat. So yes, good luck to all involved for tomorrow. And don't forget, you can listen back to my interview with Reverend Son and Dirty Donations on the Kerbals page on the Phoenix FM website. It is time for this week's round of Chill with Nick, and we're going to kick it off with a track from the latest Chill Hot Records compilation, Spring 2024. And kicking it off is a track by Mac K with Misty.
Phoenix FM.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Chill with Nick here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. You heard Matt Kay with Misty, Colours of Melancholia with Ego Trip, The Doppelgangers in the Upper Room. Then it was Izzy with Children, CYGM with By Your Side, Be Calm and Affirmation. And we rounded it off with Leave and Nunk with Keeping You Close. We are rapidly running out of time here on Kerbals on Phoenix FM. Thank you so, so much for joining us tonight. Thank you to Bob and Martin from the Bob Collum Band for joining us in the studio. BobCollumMusic.com is the place to go to find out more about them. I will be back next Wednesday with another round of it and would love to have you along. So please, please do join us for that. Tell your friends. And yeah, we're here every Wednesday between 8 and 10 p.m. With some great new music for you. And if you go to phoenixfm.com/category/kerbals, you'll be able to hear even more of it. So if you get a spare couple of hours, then pop along to phoenixfm.com/category/kerbals and get yourself some cool music to listen to. Darren Mutu is up next with Reggae Revival. That's what I was going to say next. And after him, Destination Dawn will see you through to midnight. No, not midnight, from midnight till 7 a.m. I only say this every week. I really ought to know it by now. Never mind, though. And at 7 a.m., Mikey Porter is back with The Breakfast Show. So, yes, whatever you're getting up to over the coming week, then be safe, keep well, and enjoy yourselves. And if you get some new music, radio@phoenixfm.com, we would love to hear about it. And I'd love to feature you on a future show. Righto. Well, Darren is up next with Reggae Revival. I've been Nick Field. This has been Kerbals. Thank you again so much for joining us. And I will see you next Wednesday for another round of it. Thank you very much. And I bid you good night.
On 98FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Oh yes, another great show from Nick Field. If you want more of the